Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. While you're there, make sure to subscribe and hit that bell button. Because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I put up any brand new content. There's also two ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. I'm sorry. I got to apologize for the show coming out so late today. I gotta tell you, Friday was pretty good for me, but Saturday, I ended up waking up early, and I know a lot of people, when I talk about this, because a lot of people that listen to the show, they might not live or battle, you know, depression like I do, or have anxieties like I do. Just a lot of stuff that I've had to go through as of late. You know, it's funny, right after my dad passed away, it really wasn't that hard for me. It just seems like later and later and farther away from where we get from my dad passing away, the more that it's starting to affect me. And I'll give you an example, just like little bitty things will set me off because it crippled me for the whole entire weekend. Like I didn't post anything on social media. I didn't post anything on Twitter. Absolutely. And I hardly even called anybody. But I watched that new Paul Rudd show with Will Ferrell, The Shrink Next Door. And the character that Will Ferrell, you know, is playing ended up just recently losing his dad. He's having to take over. I'm really not ruining the plot, but he's having to take over the fabric business that was his dad's. And he talks, and some of the things he says really, really hit home. Like, it got me thinking. I was like, man, this is exactly what's happening to me. And also, the thing that does not help me as of late when I've been dreaming. I've been having a lot of dreams about my dad and stuff. And it's made me want to sleep more because that's the only way that I can see him. And I know that it does not make any sense at all, but I could not get myself motivated to do anything this weekend. And I had to force myself to get out here today just to be able to get out here and record. And I don't want anybody to think, oh, Tuttle, yeah, it's real hard for you to get up and do what you do. It kind of is, but I also, at the same time, I don't want to compare it to a physical labor job that a lot of people that are hurt or going through the same thing and have to go out and work a job that they may not like, or, you know, I'm not saying, it's just, I don't want anybody to think that I'm being a big pussy or I am, you know, thinking that I'm special and I'm the only one that's having to go through this. No, that's not the case. It's just a lot of people that have to go through this type of stuff don't have to deal with the mental illness, the substance abuse. That was the other thing. I was having such a bad weekend that I really did think about getting out there and maybe drinking again. And I stopped myself. I stopped myself from doing that just because I had not felt that bad. And I know that it's over some dumbass, stupid shit that a lot of you people are out there probably listening and probably saying, oh, Tuttle, Just suck it up. Be a man. And I think I've done a pretty good job at it by not going back to the drugs and alcohol. And you know what? It just sounds like I'm patting myself on the back. I just wanted to explain to you guys why I am a little late on doing the show this weekend, why I didn't do any stuff on my YouTube, any of my stuff on my YouTube channel and stuff. I just wanted to let you know. And that's all. Let's get into some fun stuff. I talked about this a little bit as of late. I talked about that that football player up in Kentucky that has the six, he has five fingers plus a thumb. So he's got six digits on one hand. I grew up with a kid that had webbed feet. I really do. Like, I don't like oddities just to be able to make fun of them. I actually like it because I look at it as either it is a defect, or it could be a step back in evolution, or it could be a move forward in evolution. But in this next story, this baby down in Brazil, I guess, ended up growing a tail.
A baby in Brazil is one of a handful to ever be born with a true human tail, doctors have revealed. Fascinating pictures published in a medical journal show how the appendage had a ball-shaped mass on the end.
All right, the one question that you gotta ask is the baby going to have full use of this tail? Or is it just an appendage? Is this just gonna be something that's gonna be hanging there that the baby's not gonna be able to use? What I'm trying to say is it more like a growth, or when this baby gets a little bit older, you know, it takes a while for kids to learn how to walk. Maybe later on down the line, this kid will learn to be able to use this tail, say, for example, climbing up a tree or something. Or would the kid be able to use this tail to be able to hold itself up from a branch while it reached out to grab another one? These are all questions that I know that every single one of us are thinking at the moment.
Medics surgically removed the chain and ball, which was only spotted after he was born.
What? Wait. As long as it's not, or, I don't know, man. Like, I am a big fan of the X-Men comics and stuff. Like, what if you just took away that kid's, like, superpower? Like, I mean, the baby, unless it was cancerous, then why remove it? Let's see where this plays out. Let's see if later on down the line, the baby is in its crib and can grab a rattle and rattle the rattle with his tail. It'd be almost like a baby rattlesnake. You can just hear him at... I just think that they jumped to conclusions here, just lopping off this ball and chain that my news presenter, Amy Sinha, called it. I know she didn't write the copy, but Jesus Christ. What if this ball at the end of the tail eventually grew spikes out of it, and this was just like a evolution and human evolution that this thing was going to be used as protection down the line?
All babies develop an embryonic tail in the womb between 4 to 8 weeks after gestation, but this is normally reabsorbed back into the body. But in extremely rare cases, this doesn't happen, and the tail can continue growing. By the time he was born, the tail had grown to a whopping 12 centimeters.
Jesus Christ. Why has everybody got to use the metric system? I know it's centimeters. I know how long that is. But, I mean, come on, just a lot of my audience, they don't get the metric system. I don't know why us as Americans, we decided to do something different because we think we're better. It's America. Fuck yeah.
And developed a 4-centimeter diameter ball at its tip. There have only been about 40 documented cases of children being born with true boneless tails in history.
See, this is almost like tail racism. Like, what, I mean... All right, if you guys believe in God, which I don't, but a lot of these places, they do believe in God and stuff. If this baby would have been born with a tail in India or something, oh, it would have been a deity or something. Like, they would have worshipped it. They've worshipped two-headed babies. They've worshipped, like, babies with elephant trunks, babies with extra arms. If you get a baby with extra arms in India, like, you are going to be known, like, There's the mother of God. I don't know. I think they call it Sheba or Shiva. I think Sheba is the one that's got it. If it's a girl with a bunch of extra arms, born with it, yeah. Like I said, money-making, godlike baby.
Human ancestors, alongside our ape relatives, lost our tails when we diverged from monkeys about 20 million years ago.
Seriously, though, like, all right. I know, look, shock jocking. Just giving you a heads up, shock jocking here. But how badass would it be as a man if you had a long enough tail? Because I don't know if monkeys actually do this, but, you know, like, sometimes how they say, you know, sit on your left hand, because say if you're dominant with your right and you want to, like, numb your left hand because it'll feel like somebody different when you're masturbating as a dude. If you had a tail as a male baby, like, and you grew up into adulthood, could you be able to masturbate with your monkey tail if the doctors wouldn't have cut it off because their tail racist? What if we're supposed to have tails? What if these are X-Men babies that are coming out, like I said, that are supposed to, like, save the world if we're ever invaded by aliens? Yes, I had a lot of rest and time, and maybe I smoked a little bit of weed because of my anxieties. And I'm coming up with some weird stuff here, but please do not judge me at all.
In some faiths and cultures, human tails are considered holy and are worshipped. After an ultrasound scan revealed no concerns relating to the tail being attached to the baby's nervous system, surgeons opted to remove the appendage, but they did not detail how they did so. A post-surgery analysis of the tail found it was comprised of boneless tissue, with the ball on the end being made of fat and embryonic connective tissue. This is Amy Sinha reporting for the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Thank you, Amy. If you want to hire Amy to do some voiceover work, you can easily do that. Go to her website, amysinha.com. That's A-M-Y Sinha, S-I-N-H-A.com. Going to move right along into my next story, which I think is really, really cool. I know that they have illegal prostitution in some places here in the United States. But in this next story, I forget exactly where it is, but they're giving out vouchers that people can use on whores if they get their coronavirus jab.
Vaccines with benefits.
All right. I despise, like, puns or jokes from the news anchors and stuff. But that was a pretty good one. Vaccines with benefits, you know, like friends with benefits. You know, I'm going to give you a jab. I'm going to be able to jab you multiple times until I can't jab anymore. Yeah, okay. I like it. When it comes to news puns, it is one of the better ones. Still not great, but I like it.
An Austrian brothel is handing out vouchers worth 40 euros to anyone over 18 who agrees to get vaccinated.
All right, so I'm going to have to look this up because I would like to know, like, what does 40 euros get you? Like, what? How many euros does it cost you if you go into a brothel to get everything that you want? I mean, what are we talking, 100 euros? So you're saying, like, so if it's 100 euros, I'm getting 40% off if I get the jab. Now, do you have to wait until you get the second jab? Now, do I get 40 euros for the first jab, 40 euros for the second jab? And can I use the vouchers separately, or can I use the euros? See, these are all things that need to be gotten. This is the type of stuff that they need to get into. That's even better, Patrick. That is better, Tuttle. All right, so moving along. I would like to know how much it usually costs for a hooker. Number two. Can you use the two vouchers separately, and do you pretty much get everything? Or do you got to wait, and do you have to have a little bit of quarantine time just to make sure after the jab before you can use them?
Fun Palace in Vienna, which describes itself as a sex-star sauna club, says it's well-placed to help out the government.
Many men with a migration background virtually refuse vaccination or don't even know that you can be vaccinated. And since we are actually reaching this target group, we decided to set up a vaccination street here.
Funny, I didn't realize how much migration made you horny as hell. Like, I just don't get it. Like, you've been traveling all this time. I mean, you could be by yourself, but you're traveling with your wife and your kids. Your kids have been bitching. I don't know, like, you've probably been walking all that way. They're probably still, even though you're not stuck in a car with them, they're like, hey, Dad, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And then you got your wife that's probably been bathing out of some, like, poop lake that you don't even know if it's sanitary or not. Or she's going weeks without a shower to begin with. And the first thing that you want to when you get to Australia is you say, hey, I get a $40 voucher to get an HJ or some sex or maybe some oral satisfaction. Yeah, that's the first thing that I'm going to do. Go get the jab so I can get some jabbing done myself.
The offer comes after the Austrian government banned unvaccinated people from public spaces, like hotels and restaurants, in a bid to encourage vaccine uptake. And it seems to be working. The clinic gave out 149 jabs on Monday, and everyone accepted a voucher.
Now, I mean, do you think that when you come in with the voucher, they're actually letting you have access to the top of the line hookers? Or do you think that they're, like, giving you the type of hookers that are on the senior PGA tour? Like, they're on their way out. Maybe they've gained a few pounds, whatever it may be. Maybe they're missing a few limbs or have a deformity. Yeah, you get to use the $40 vouchers on them, but you only get to order from the value menu. You don't get the premier stuff when it comes to getting your jab.
Mina, who works there as one of the showgirls, says the offer makes perfect sense.
Well, I think it's a very good idea to have a vaccination street in the Fun Palace because the name Fun Palace suggests fun, and that suggests going back to normal a bit.
Also, I've talked about this. I played a story last week where people were having to read the tweets and stuff, and they show no emotions. The same thing goes for, like, these interpreters, because that was a hooker talking from Austria, and obviously you wouldn't be able to understand her. So they get somebody else that speaks Austrian. And they have them read it, but they read it with no emotion at all. Like, if you're interpreting an Austrian hooker, wouldn't you add a little bit of sexy flair to it? I know that I would. If I was a female and I was doing the interpretations, yes, I would sex it the F up.
The brothel lost 30 to 40% of clients during the pandemic. So owners are hoping the incentive will be a win-win situation. More vaccinated people in the city and more business at the brothel.
You know, the one great thing about growing up on the farm out in De Leon Springs, where we had about 20, 25 acres or so, is that we could do whatever we wanted to do with the land. You know, with all the supply chain stuff going on, produce, meat, all this stuff going up, like, I think that this guy would be smart, the guy that runs the Hobo Fish Camp. Like, the people that are here 24 hours a day, 375 days a year. Like, I really do think that if we were smart, like, we get one person, we make this like a medieval village. We get a guy that is a tool manufacturer guy that has all the workings and stuff. Let him build a little shed. I say we almost build like our little own community right here at the Hobo Fish Camp. And we only accept people that know how to do trades. Like, I could, you know, deliver the local news every single day. I know a lot of people probably don't have access to podcasting and stuff, but I could burn them onto CDs every single day, give you like rumors and stuff around the Hobo Fish Camp. My mom, she could be like a baker. She could do all the baking. And then, like, we're not like selling on price here. We're exchanging for goods. Like, let's go back to the good old days where, like, if I have something that I can offer you, then we'll do a little bit of trading there. Because with all the supply chain stuff, see, that's the thing about it. Americans, I've talked about this time in and time out, have become too soft. They've become too reliant when it comes to relying on the government to get them goods, foods. I don't think a lot of Americans would even know how to fish or hunt or grow a garden. I'm just saying, like, I think that we're heading in a disastrous area, and I think we do. We kind of form like a little Woodbury type community, almost like it's The Walking Dead. We got a bunch of veterans that live here at the Hobo Fish Camp. Let them be like guarding the front gate about whoever comes in here, because once we get this community up and running here, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And then we'll have our own elections and stuff here. We will form our own city. I'd say at some point, the guy that owns the place here, he's eventually going to pass away. I'm not saying, oh, I hope it comes any sooner than possible. No, I'm just saying, I think a lot of people will end up forgetting about this. Then, once we formed our own community here, we start branching out, making other communities. And yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop right there because my plan now sounds like I'm trying to form my own government. And guess what? I don't want the FBI busting down the door to the fifth wheel here at the Hobo Fish Camp. So scratch everything I said. Let's move on to the next news story, which is a guy, which could very well happen to us here. You know how everybody's using a bunch of hand sanitizer? I was thinking about that. Back in the day when I was drinking and when I would drive around and maybe I had been drinking or I had a container in the truck with me, if I got pulled over, I always have a big bottle of hand sanitizer here. I'm going to dump that bitch all over the floorboard and tell the officer, look, man, I was just trying to put some hand sanitizer on, the lid came off, it is all over the place. Then if he smelled any alcohol, you wouldn't have any probable cause to be able to search the car. But no, this ended up coming back and backfiring on this last guy because I guess he had just a little bit too much hand sanitizer on him when he got struck by the flying fishhook taser.
An upstate New York man was in grave condition at a hospital after police used a taser to subdue him and he burst into flames.
The one thing that I have noticed about my new news presenter, Amy Sinha, did you hear how the way she just delivered the word burst into flames? Like, it almost brought a smile to my face. And usually when somebody says, oh, somebody burst into flames from getting tased by a cop, everybody's like, ooh, you know how I would deliver it? Yeah, it was really, really sad that, you know, Tom down the street, the cops, they tased him. And yeah, dude, you wouldn't believe it. He went up like a Christmas tree after New Year's Eve day.
Authorities said Friday. The Times Union of Albany reported that a 29-year-old man walked into the Catskill Village Police Department last weekend and got into a confrontation with officers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows exactly what this is. This is a case of a suicidal man that does not have the balls to be able to kill himself. So he wants to put it on some poor cop, some rookie that's probably working a desk or something right now. And he's like, you know what? I can't kill myself. So I'm going to douse myself with hand sanitizer. I haven't listened to the rest of the story. So this whole like dialogue could be for nothing. But I'm also trying to tell you what I, in my opinion, think this is. This is definitely suicide by cop.
Chief Dave Darling confirmed to the newspaper that officers deployed a taser to subdue the man who had just doused himself with hand sanitizer, and the man then burst into flames.
See, what is it? Like, do people in the United Kingdom, I know that they have that, like, festival of, like, fireworks. I know that we have 4th of July and New Year's Eve. They have New Year's Eve in this other one where they shoot up fireworks and stuff. But doesn't it seem like every time my news presenter, Amy, like, talks about somebody bursting in the flames? Like, I'm not saying anything bad about it. Actually, I love it because it gives me something to talk about as well, too. Besides just this story, But it just seems like she's just, like, smiling when she's reading that this guy, this poor bastard that wanted to commit suicide by cop, when he burst into flames.
Burst into flames. Darling said the officers were familiar with the man from previous encounters. One source told the Times Union, Jones had taken his clothes off and poured hand sanitizer on himself after walking into the station.
You know, that reminds me of the monks, the Buddhist monks, that it's one of the most badass things. And it's also sad at the same time. But it just shows, like, the power of meditation and what these people are willing to do to make a statement, a political statement. Because, you know, back in the day, they would do this stuff called self-immolation, which means it's just a fancy word of setting yourself on fire, I guess, to make a political statement. But this one monk, like a pimp, like a champ, you know, sits there, starts meditating, gets into this deep, deep trance. And I think either he does it or, like, he had, like, a magician's assistant, which I know this was no magic trick, but they pour some flammable liquid over the top of him and they light him on fire. And guess what happened? The monk, yeah, the monk dies, definitely, without a doubt. But that monk never even flinched. He sat there in his little meditation, Buddha-type pose. I don't know what you call it, but he never moved. He never made a sound until he finally just burned into a char and fell over, which I just don't get it. I mean, those guys, those take it to the next level. This guy, and I'm not even saying the Buddhists were trying to die by suicide. They were just trying to pit, well, technically it is suicide, but they didn't want to die, but they were making a political statement, which that is a pretty big-ass political statement to make. To sit there and light yourself on fire and not even make a sound and not even move, yeah. Yeah, you're a badass.
Many hand sanitizers contain high volumes of alcohol, which is flammable, in order to kill germs. Alcohol-based hand sanitizers can be a fire hazard without proper handling.
By the way, I've also been reading a lot of news stories that have been talking about how the overuse of hand sanitizer is going to end up causing us to create, like, a super bacteria that is going to actually, antibiotics won't work on it because we're going to be using so much alcohol on it. It's going to be like, you know what? Screw you and your damn antibiotics, because guess what? You guys have thrown so much alcohol on me, it's not going to work. So up yours, humans.
The man was taken to the Westchester Medical Center's Trauma and Burn Center, where he was in grave condition, the Times Union said. The police chief described the situation as horrible and said it was under investigation by the Greene County District Attorney's Office.
I don't see where the problem is. If the guy came in looking for trouble, the cops used a non-lethal, like, type thing. Well, it turned out to be lethal, but it was only lethal because the guy coated himself in rubbing alcohol, basically, which is hand sanitizer, just hoping for them to use a taser on him, so he burst into flames. And this guy's being a complete dick because now those cops could have easily been burned and killed. Or now it's on their mind that, oh, I just killed a guy with a taser, and they're going to have to live with that. That's why I've always hated that suicide by cop situation. I know some people think it's a great idea, but it's not. I mean, you got to think about what the cops are going to have to go through after they kill somebody, that wants to die by suicide.
Kevin A. Louisbrand, an attorney for the man's family, declined to discuss details, but said he had asked the police to preserve all recordings and written materials related to the encounter. Darling said that his officers are not equipped with body cameras, but that there are video cameras in the police station. This is Amy Sinha reporting for the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Well, thank you, Amy. I'm sorry about today's show being so short. I promise you that I'm going to have a longer show for you tomorrow. It's going to be up much, much earlier than today's was. Hopefully you guys can forgive me. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.